Dear listeners, today I fell off my bike and scraped a bunch of skin off my hands.
Ouch.
Yeah.
What'd you do?
I was going downhill and I used my front wheel brake and it caused my back wheel to just go up and the bike fell on top of me.
Flipped. Landed
Lipped.
on the cement. Did you tuck and roll?
I did not because my hand, my I was on my bike.
Still got to tuck and roll.
I don't have enough experience to know how that works, but I put my hands out in front of me to sort of soften the blow, and I kept my head up.
Okay, right
So
on.
I'm mostly uninjured. I did slightly smack the side of my chest, and I scuffed up my knees and hands.
Right on. Big kid shit. Nothing. Perfect time so you can sit back. I mean, you ain't got to do anything when we do the podcast, right? So probably a good time. And you got all the pain of that. And also our in the last scene, our introduction characters had a bike ride scene, and I need to add
So
more
now bike
to.
riding is more fresh in my mind, and we can think about this more.
You think we should have an accident in that scene? Does one of them go assholes over elbows?
Not necessarily. It would be funny, but eh.
Okay. Yeah. I think in the scene we needed to expand it so that there is a larger argument in the context of goth versus juggalo and these two silly off alt cultures kind of have it off in the public forum. Did we already talk about that in the last time? I didn't think we had.
We set up that we wanted to have that for the dialogue.
But we
I
didn't
didn't really
expand.
talk about the dialogue itself. We didn't like go
Well,
to the dialogue yet.
this is the second one. We're going to transcribe this. We haven't dialogued any of it really. So let's get together with a makeshift script when we get a chance to write this off, right? And then we'll build from there. But in this episode, let's do a character introduction for Mary. And
So,
go on.
we talked about this slightly in the car. What we want is Mary is introduced picking stones, right?
Yeah. Why don't we just act like you made it up or something? Just tell me. Yeah. What do we?
Yeah,
I
so I
know
came up with
this.
this great idea. All right, so I was watching Letterkenny. I saw them, they were picking stones. I was like, oh yeah, that's great. That is how Mary should in be
Were
introduced.
they picking stones in Letterkenny for real?
Yeah, there was a it really
Okay.
early on. It was cold opens.
Yeah, I thought
Wednesdays are for picking stones.
that was right on. Well, that is exactly. I'm going to set the scene for my cinematic version of it then too, is that it's a far away scene, right?
Yeah.
Cornfields, drone shot, crane shot kind of a thing. And then there's like a drone shot that comes in on a harvest field, harvest ready field.
I
And
believe it's
next
called
to
oh,
that is another field that is sitting out this year waiting for nutrients to build up in it, right? And so Mary is in that field though. But we don't see it. We see a figure in black because we're zooming in, right? And it's well done black, but we should try and have it kind of eerie looking, right? Because she's out there with a pickaxe and she's picking up stones
Yeah.
just by hand, but then she finds a decent one. She picks it up and there's the dirt around it, right? And then as we get in closer though, now we see that she gets to a stone that she can't really get. So she starts picking around that to try and get it out, but it's just not coming out. And she starts getting determined and angry, and then she busts the rock open with her pickaxe. Instead of striking the stone, the dirt around it, she decides instead to stand up. Because first, I think she gets down in there and gets a little dirty with her hands. So she's clearing out around it, trying to pull it out. Becomes frustrated, angry, and she begins picking at, stands back up, picks at it. And her face should be going in between tears and determination.
Rage and sorrow, you know?
Yes, like an exposed wound, like the one that she's picking at the earth with. And then she gives up and she decides to just start hitting this rock. And it breaks in two, and she breaks down, cries, I thought. But you said we don't have her crying if you want her to be more stoic.
Yeah, I want her to like force stoicism to be used to forcing stoicism due to living in an Amish community. I feel like her having that great big crying moment is something we kind of have to build up to. It should represent her freedom from the community, and she
Well, how
expresses.
about, I mean, there's many different kinds of cries, and now you've actually given me an argument to keep that tearful scene in, because then we can contrast to that how she finds herself to quickly put on the mask of the patriarchy, right? When she's interrupted by Yoder, who she didn't notice came out to the field because she was so intensely beating the shit out of this rock. And then she burst out in tears. I don't know, burst out, but she starts crying or sobbing a bit. And then Yoder says whatever to her, and she has to quickly from that to be straight faced. And we see in that transition then everything that you wanted to move to, but I think you get to see it right away. And I think it maybe is better to just set that up because we want her character arc to be one of freedom eventually. But we really got to show that she's held back in so many ways that she can't even express herself freely.
I like it. Yeah,
Okay.
that's a good argument, actually.
All right. Well, then I love the idea that we get to. So Yoder comes in and he says, any idea? You want me to go here?
Bit late in the year for picking stones, huh?
Yeah. Well, I think it's going to be early in the year, though. So I think it's early for the field to be picking stones.
If it's too early, I
Because
don't know.
the other harvest, it's the time of this is like August almost, right? Or excuse me, October. Almost October. So you're harvesting that. I feel like the corn has to be harvested is possibly a weighing presence on Mary and her mother, if we decide to keep her mother in. We've talked this one out. Her mother might die with a single line about how Mary carried the burden of killing her mother in childbirth. And I think that's the way the line might even be delivered. We know you carry the burden of killing your mother in childbirth, as though she did it. You know what I mean? Like,
I fucking love that kind of dialogue, actually. Like in Moral Oral, you see it sometimes.
okay. Yeah.
It's my favorite. Blaming a kid for something completely out of their control is funny and tragic.
Right. And I think that's something we haven't introduced Temple to our viewers yet, but that's something that that piece of shit could bring up, right?
Oh,
Or even Yoder.
that would be his main weapon against her, yeah.
So anyways, anywho, back to the introduction of Mary, dark figure in the hills, but she's actually 16 years old. I don't know if we talked about the ages of her other characters. I believe them to be
Everyone's
14 and
roughly
15.
between 15 and 17 in my mind.
So to me, Jake and Jack Jekyll are 14 and 15, and Steve is 15, 16 years old, but I don't think 16 yet. I think he's under that 16 age. I think it helps for different reasons. But Mary here is 16. Not so long ago, she turned 16. And I think that should all become part of it because when Yoder comes out, he mentions her mother. So I think the line should possibly be if we're keeping mom alive, right? And I think there's a, but of course, now you're in love with the idea of her being guilty of murder from birth. Uh-oh, shit, fire and rescue leaving. But that doesn't mean we keep it in, because there's other benefits that come from having her present. So at any rate, Yoder then mentions that it's early in the year for picking stones, or something about the field. This field is not ready for stones for another bit. To which she replies, silence, perhaps.
I mean, yeah, I think given the system that she lives under, she'd be pretty used to being silent unless like actively prompted to speak, and even then being hesitant to speak.
Because she doesn't want to reveal her cards. And I think that plays into the character well, too. So at any rate, let's get back to this dialogue of this. So she says, he says, it's early year for picking stones. He may say, your mother told me you were out here picking stones. And then he goes into a judgment, though. I suppose it's only Christian to forgive you for soiling your funeral garments
Your nice funeral dress.
because of your father, or because of your grief, as you're experiencing this grief of your father's passing.
Very polite for an Amish man.
But very polite. Well, yeah, but now we also talked about making him sound a certain way.
So all of the Amish community, Yoder himself and his family, they're Dutch. They're the Van de Graaff family.
Yeah. So they'd have to raise their words at the end.
They talk a bit like this.
But that doesn't sound evil. That sounds like I just want to point and laugh a little bit. No
It's too
offense to the
comedic, so
Dutch.
we might establish they've been here for a while and their accents are dead, you know?
Well, I think, yeah, we're gonna play with accents. Let's I mean, as a matter of fact, if this ends up just being a comic book instead of ever a series, then it
We're
doesn't.
not even gonna have that, yeah.
Yeah, it's certainly harder to get that, but there might be a way. I think though that Yoder is going to have a grizzled kind of, and maybe I don't know how I'm going to try and think of his lyrics as of his lines here, and deliver some of them.
The fear is the issue is that when you do Danish in a like a gruff, like grizzled voice, you just sound like a really bad Scottish accent.
Well, I do.
Anyone, really.
That doesn't mean
I
that
think it's
any.
hard to do a grizzled Danish.
Okay, grizzled Dane. Yeah, it's. I mean, yeah, I don't know. I was trying in the car, and it definitely was coming out grizzled Dane, wasn't it? Or grizzled Scottish. But I think the thing is, you can't pull your C's out as long. So, I'm trying to think. Mother told me. Mother told me. See, no, it's just English.
It's just you're
Your
just British now.
mother
You
told me.
overcorrected.
Your mother told me to be in the field. She didn't tell me you'd be soiling your funeral garments. Suppose we'll have to forgive you. It's grief, I'm sure.
What are you, Dickens villain?
Yeah. Sure, we'll have to forgive you. It's the grief, I'm sure. Right? I don't know. But he's got to be a
Have to
dick.
forgive you on account of the grief.
Well, we did want him to come out almost seemingly humane. Well, that was the most humane we wanted him to sound, though. I have to forgive you for the grief. It's the grief, I'm sure. I have to forgive you for it's the grief, I'm sure. That's real Irish. That's more Irish. That's more leprechaun-y Irish, too. Sorry, Ireland's. Anywho.
We're pissing off so many Europeans today.
Well, we're just showing our ignorance. That's never pissing off anybody with intelligence. So they're all responding well, except for
Hang on.
those
Well, with
idiots.
intelligence, you have to know that these are Europeans.
European. Yeah, moving on. So he has to mention this. Do you have any other lines to add here of any sorts?
Not really. I
Have
mean,
you
I didn't feel
forgiven?
it would be a very dialogue heavy scene. It would be mostly facial acting. I think this is where, assuming her mom isn't alive, this is also where Yoder will speak of the arranged marriage, but it could also happen after
No, it
the
should be now. I think you're right. Because right after he shows some humanity and being gracious to her, let's take that away from him.
It
And
is. It's good to have that contrast.
he says, your mother's agreed. And I see fit to marry you to my son Temple. He'll keep these lands, make sure you get a good harvest. And she says, but I'm not old enough.
You're
No?
16. You're more than old enough, is what he says.
Yeah. You just turned 16. It's the earliest we'll marry you. But we can marry you now. Now he starts to talk about what temple means. Temple needs someone to help rein him in. He needs to be married. The only one that he's ever shown any kind of fancy to, in the law. Yeah. Right.
Well,
I believe.
he's the one who he's she's the only one who he's ever shown any fancy toward, not who has ever shown any fancy toward him.
Yes. And he says that there'll be a period of grief, but moving on sometime next week, they plan on marrying. We'll have a wedding.
A week of mourning, yeah.
He'll have a week of mourning. Next week will be a celebration of your wedding vows. No, I think.
Yeah, I like that.
Now, the funeral is going to begin here in an hour and a, or what? In a time? How do they tell time in the Amish land? They got watches?
I'm
What do they
pretty
do?
sure they use hours, days.
The sundial says it's about time for the funeral. So now he says, go clean up. Make sure you clean up before the funeral. Your mother's waiting to drive you. And she gets in a carriage with her mother. And a
And here
conversation.
we
Yes.
establish that her mother is not as supportive as we'd like her to be.
Well, as Mary might like her to be,
As
right?
we'd like her to be. I think it's important to show we want her mother to be somewhat brainwashed by the Amish because it goes to show just how isolated Mary is, that the closest woman she knows supports the patriarchy, supports this system that keeps Mary oppressed.
Yes. So in the car, I think we can pretty much just go from that end scene to her silent. She tried to offer back that she was too young,
Yeah.
but he shut that down and then talked about his boy's needs. And I feel like we can expand upon that. It'll be good for Temple to raise a family and to have a wife.
I imagine because
It can rein in his most evil impulses or his most greedy, his most arrogant. What is it?
his most arrogant, because he does represent when we started making the three
Ooh, I'm
characters, they
sorry. I'm going
represent.
to cut you off. His most pause and then the traits. His most arrogant. What was it again? What's this word I'm reaching so badly
Arrogant.
for?
Arrogant, prideful, something like that.
Yeah, but what?
I'm not sure.
Impulses. I'm sorry. That's what
Impulse.
I was going for. So his most, and then pause as though he were to subject something, and then he says impulses. Instead of saying his base impulses, his whatever impulses, and the audience is left to figure out which impulses they are, but knowing from the connotation that he sometimes gets into some troubles.
Yeah, I think what exactly trouble? I think I brought up the idea that like he was skinning cats, but I feel like that's a lot, you know?
That seems like a lot. I think he is arrogant, and sociopathic.
Definitely. He is a total psycho, total narcissist.
Well, I don't know about I don't know the definition of it. It's sociopathic in that the thoughts of himself outweigh all other thoughts of others. There are no real thoughts for other people.
Yeah,
But much.
he is the real person. Everyone else is just a pawn, a lesser. You
NPCs all playing the game.
know? Exactly.
So yes, in the car, how does it start off? How does this dialogue start off? Does mother say anything? Does Mary say something first? I
I
feel like
think
this
if
might
it.
be the comfort place where you get the hope that she has support, and so she has the power, or she feels powerful enough to mention or to talk.
There's a beat of silence, and the camera sort of focuses on Mary's mother, who has a sort of solemn and sympathetic expression. But then it gives you hope that, like, oh, she's gonna, to an extent, try to comfort her daughter. And she kind of does, but rather than actually talking about, like, how she doesn't want to get married to Templeton, she just starts gushing about how great it's going to be for her
Yeah.
to be with Templeton.
Yes, and how that solves a lot of her problems.
Yeah.
not necessarily Mary's, but her and Mary's problems, she sees them as the same.
Synonymous.
Yeah, and of course they kind of are. I mean, you're a farmer, right? You got crops in the field, and the dude that usually runs the crews that harvest them is there. But Mary's a tough ass bitch. She knows she can do the work. She's out there breaking stones.
She's
But
a badass who doesn't get many opportunities to be a badass.
I think that in that then, I think the mother may start it off. However, it could also be Mary. I guess that's the only reason I bring that up, because Mary could start it off trying to show that she sees that this is a possible safe place and says something to the effect of, I don't believe I want to get married yet. And I definitely don't want to get married to Temple yet. Temple.
I feel like, to an extent, I feel like Mary has somewhat resigned herself to this because, I mean, Yoder's word is law in this community.
In our
There
world, for
isn't
their community, yes.
so I
So Mary may be resigned to it, but maybe she's hoping that it doesn't help us if she's resigned to it, actually. I think it helps to further weaken her stance inside of the community because of her place in it. If we have her try, just like you said, yeah, we have to, because otherwise, then why is mom there? Otherwise, it doesn't give mom a chance to shut her down. So let's let mom shut her down. All right, so I think Mary says something first. Or maybe she is sitting there in silence. I think she says something first. What would she say? She would just say that, I don't want to get married to Temple. Mom, I do not believe. Mom,
I
I'm
don't
not
believe
ready to
Temple
get
and I
married.
are a good fit.
How about she just says, I'm not ready to get married. So that she doesn't need to be poking fun at anyone. She's still not showing any strength of that. She's just saying, I'm not ready to be.
Be away.
Your wife, yes. Oh, silly, you're old enough. And you have to start thinking about the rest of your life. The farm needs a man. Those crops aren't going to harvest themselves. And you may think that you're tough playing with the boys like you used to. But there's no way that you can get those crops harvested by yourself, and no man will work for you. Is that true? I believe that's something to say.
I feel that's absolutely, yeah. No Amish,
No man will
no
work for
proud
you.
Amish man is gonna work under a woman thing.
No, this will be good. Templeton's a fine-looking man, and he's a prophet.
Oh yeah, we forgot to mention. I think we said that Steve's mom is a prophet, but
Yeah, people see the future when they
Yeah,
get the
this is like
cancer.
a somewhat common thing at this point. Dow Chemicals is giving people magic cancer that's letting them become somewhat psychic.
Don't get me sued. Listen, this ain't Dow Chemical. What are you talking about, Dow Chemical? They're not even
Oh,
in
right.
this.
Yeah. Dow Chemicals. No such thing as Dow Chemicals. It's not real.
Really, why are you like, it's WAD and it's
Wad
spelled
Chemicals.
WAD
Wad.
now. It
Yeah.
was WOD until you just fucked that up. So now it's
Yeah.
WAD. Maybe it's
It's
going to have to have
Wad
an E on the
Chemicals.
end
I
for
don't know
Wade.
what I was thinking.
Wade Chemical.
Brain hurt.
You think
So
it's
yeah,
so
Wad
funny.
Chemicals is giving magic cancer. They're becoming prophets, and Templeton is the most prophetical, I guess. He has frequent prophecies, and they are a major plot point.
Well, he's arrogant with them, and they have been, yeah, and they have proven true. So a lot of the community
So, to an
recognizes
extent,
him
his arrogance
as
is just.
special. Yes, his arrogance is justified. He is chosen of the Lord. So when he tried to rape Mary at the barn raising,
That was just God working through him. Yeah.
well, I mean,
God working through his
now
cock.
I think that go though comes up in a flashback scene possibly later on. So we can mention it now, but I think there's more of a flashback, because at one point I want him to pursue Mary when he's drunk and say that he sees them being married. You know, I've already seen it. There's no reason that we can't. We're going to be married. You're my wife. You might as well accept it. We might as well. I mean, there ain't nothing really stopping us tonight. He reaches for her, tries to tear off her dress or something like that. She runs away, gets away. Right. And then when she mentions it in the carriage ride, Templeton, how does she say it? How does she have try to find the strength to word it to say to her mother that when Templeton attacked her, it still bothers her?
Templeton pregnant pause, like 2 seconds even, assaulted me.
Now, mom already knows.
Oh.
To make it worse.
In that case, there isn't really, I mean, that seems like something mom would have to bring up then.
I was just
She
thinking
already
that.
knows.
So as part of her long-winded, and now she gets worried, she looks over at her silent daughter and
Yeah.
says, "I know you guys didn't get along at the bond raising. Honey, that was years ago. Templeton was a young boy. And young boys, well, they're boys are boys. Right? And he's a grown. He's far older now."
He's much more mature now, yes.
And she says, "He was old enough then, and I wasn't." No? Does she say that?
He was, I don't, I mean, he was the prophet back then. He should have been, he should have known better. He should have been more mature. He was God's chosen.
Yeah, does she say that? I think mom says that, and Mary says, she says he's much older now. But how would Mary contrast that with pointing out that she was only like 14 at the time, 15, if it was only a year ago? I think it would have been a year ago. Let's go a year ago, which is too young for a man who is now. Or does mom not say, you know, hey, that's
It was a year ago. People change. Templeton has not changed. It's visibly evident that he has not changed.
that
So,
was a year ago. He was drunk, and I'm sure he's changed.
it's
Boys will be
hard to
boys.
think of like a rebuttal to the justifications because.
So what does Mary say? Does she sit there in silence and we end scene, go to the next part of the funeral where Yoder is
I
delivering
don't
a
know if I
fiery
really want her
sermon?
to give up on the conversation. Like you said, it does go to somewhat weaken her. But at the same time, this is the weakest stage of her life.
Yeah. And so
The
she says,
story is about her gaining the strength that she needs, right?
yeah, I think. She sits there in silence, and mother assures herself that they're making the right choice, and we leave scene where mother says, "Trust me, dear. I know you're young now, but you'll see. After a long life, you'll see. This is the right choice."
Mother always knows best.
Now, mother is also grieving during this time, who has lost her husband. Was going to be a boiler explosion, but if mother's alive, then I don't think it's a boiler explosion. It was just an accident work. And at
Early, earlier in development, we toyed with the idea that it was murder, but I feel like that was always a bit forced.
yeah, but I don't, I like it now. I still like it. I gave more reasons in my mind why Temple would murder him. And one reason was simply to marry his daughter
I
because
feel like
he's a
that'd
sociopath.
be something he'd be too excited to jump on. I guess, yeah.
At one point, I think he'll reveal to her that her dad, right before they get married at the zombie wedding, that her dad didn't want them to get married either. But now he's not in the way.
He ain't
And
there to
she's
object.
going to point out to somebody that, what if she just says to her mother now, "Why didn't dad take his new boots to work?" Should that have been the thing that opened the conversation with them in the cart?
I feel like that doesn't necessarily flow into the rest of the conversation.
Well, at one point, Mom can say, what if she does say, if we open up this imaginary that we open up this cart scene, right? And it says in the carriage scene, she says, Mom, I still don't understand why Dad wouldn't take his brand new boots to work. He loved those. He couldn't wait to wear them. He was so proud of getting them. And Mom says, Honey, I don't know. Are you still on about that? I've been grieving too. I'm being forced into this role of grieving too, but I just don't know why.
And it's too late to ask.
And I don't see what help it does to ask. And then she says, Well, I don't want to marry Temple. Or I don't think I'm old enough to get married. Silly. You're 16. You just turned 16. That's old enough. And we need a man in the house. There's no way the crops will sit in the fields if we don't, and nobody will work for you, and you can't do it all yourself. I don't care if you've been playing with the boys, and I'm fucking all these lines up, but they're all in there. And they need to be jostled around. I don't know if you've, I don't care if you thought you were a tomboy when I used to allow you to play with the roughhouse with the boys, but now you have to become a lady. And we need a man.
As ladies, we need men, yeah.
And as a lady, you'll need a man. Girl, you'll be a woman soon. Soon, you'll need a man. Right? So, yes, anyway, so I think it could work in there. It could work in at the end. Where do you think it goes if it goes at all? I think.
It flows straight into the musical scene. Or that fucking musical scene. What the fuck am I
What
thinking?
musical? What musical
The
scene?
funeral scene.
Okay, right on. So after she, yeah, and they're at the funeral scene, and Hezekiah, the wrathful, is the other son, Temple's brother, Yoder's strong, wrathful son. He is carrying. Or no, it hasn't occurred yet. Now we are probably in, and we open on Yoder's face at a pulpit. You believe the
Or
same?
open pretty far away and slowly dolly shot move in to him.
Okay, over the congregation. Depends on how many part-time actors we can afford, right? So, but also could be exterior shot of a church first, and then straight to the close-up or panning in on him too, and really catching a lot of the. I mean, really harden the man up, make him ugly and angry, and strict, and just not a very loving, warm person. He already almost looks like a son, right? And he delivers a sermon of judgment against the toilless life of comfort and technology. Where are they judges?
Were they?
I'm sorry, work calling, but I'll call it right back. We're almost through this anyways. We're two apart at least. So I think that yes, now I'm seeing it better. Yes, this we are almost to the point. So he delivers a fiery sermon of judgment. They look at us and laugh at what they think is our funny dress. But ours clothes haven't changed in all this time. And
And
their
they're changing
costume.
constantly.
Yes, and their costumes of infidelity. Can you hear me? I just unplugged my mic on the
Yeah,
side.
I hear you.
And their costumes of immorality change in and out as though fashion is the most important aspect of their lives, a status symbol reaching out, never worrying about the character that lies within.
As though adornment came before devotion.
Our life is a life of toil, but work for the greater good of our community serving our Lord. Right? Now, in his sermon, he has to say, he has to somehow make it about dude, right? Like, his name's John, right? Jan?
Yeah, Jan. Wait, no, Jonathan is,
Yeah, no, it fucks up Jonathan, things.
Yoder's third son. What is Mary's dad's name?
How about his third son is Joseph?
Mm-hmm.
And then her dad could be John.
Jonathan?
Jan.
All right.
Jan.
Yeah.
Jonathan served a life of toil, like a good Mennonite would. Even his last breaths were breathed.
We're taking it at work.
We're taking it at work. He leaves behind a daughter. I don't know. Do we say anything else?
They,
his service to the community.
Yeah. He gave everything he had to his family, his community, and his Lord.
And pretty much that's it. Can he sum it up after making a judgment on the outside world and then just say, this guy worked his ass off, now he's dead?
That is, yeah, that's very in character for Yoder.
Okay, right on. And all it seems to go against his argument of, why the outside world kind of might suck a bit. He's like, well, they'd be dead either way, right? So why?
Yeah.
Why not buy the Nikes?
He did just get some very nice boots.
Yeah, but he didn't wear them to work. That was weird.
Yeah.
He was called in for an emergency. So actually, Yoder should probably mention that now. That he died.
Working
he died at work after hours.
Yes.
When emergency presented itself with the boilers, I don't want him to die in explosion anymore. So we do kind of need to figure out how he died.
Trampled by something.
I don't want. Well, I mean, he's gonna wake up here in just a minute. True. I haven't gotten to that. So pretty much, they pick up the casket, right?
Yeah.
And we get to see Hezekiah lift one side of it against three other pallbearers with no problem. Like, he lifts it up and the other ones, the two there lined up, they just kind of chill there and like, oh. And then they start to walk out, but then they hear a noise inside. Is this good? I think we're still in a church at this
point. I like that. Just before they reach the doors, they start hearing the pounding.
Yeah, I think Hezekiah looks at it and the other ones, they drop it and Hezekiah is still holding it.
Mm-hmm.
But then
he's like holding it like a briefcase.
Yes. And then the dude, Jonathan, falls out, rolls out, and kind of comes to life a bit.
Yeah.
And Mary's mother, that we haven't given a name, praises the Lord and runs to her husband. Others are all in shock, right? Her husband then bites her on the neck, killing her. Zombie scene two. Then I think one of the sons gets bitten as well. I mean, in this melee, I think mostly bitten. Hezekiah is going to start chopping off heads.
Yeah. Being a badass, as a badass will be.
Yeah. And Mary flees, being chased by Joseph. Yeah?
By an infected Joseph, you mean?
By an infected Joseph, yeah. Now, this melee scene needs to be put together a little bit better. But I think that then she's running out to the cemetery. And
with
when
the
she leaves the church,
through the shooting, yeah.
She can run past camera. The camera scene then ends. That's the scene of the Mennonites. And now we're into Vanessa and Saber Soldier
Hmm.
introduction. Is that enough for an episode?
Fucking sure. Yeah, we went over a scene. That was a pretty in-depth scene. We also discussed briefly some of the
Probably
creation
an episode of the
of
podcast. I
this.
mean, an episode of the comic book or an episode of the series.
Definitely enough for an issue of the comic. For an episode of the series, we'd probably want to add some more. We'd probably want to squish whatever we talk about next episode into it.
Next episode, Saber Soldier, Vanessa and the sheriff, and Vanessa saving the Saber Soldier's life from the first zombie attack. And then we realize that we've actually been going in a loop, right? That's when we actually realize the timing of all three of these events are on the day of the first occurrence. One at the school. And also they could be all interchangeable to where we could open this whole thing with Mary. And then go to the kid, the goth kid, and then to the goth kid's parents, or the Saber Soldier, who is a goth kid. But I think it goes the other. So far, I think this is going to go in this direction for pacing.
Yeah, I think honestly, maybe Mary should open up the series because it is Mennonites of the Living Dead, right?
These are things that I've considered. That's exactly it. But then that leaves me with after Mary, then comes the goth kid, right? Because I don't think we want to introduce Vanessa first.
Steve and Mary are our leading characters, and Vanessa and
Yeah, so it would go to
the
them.
dad.
And then from there, it would go to his dad's scene with Vanessa. And I don't know. I felt like it was better when it was like, when the Mennonite world was sandwiched with two real worlds, or regular worlds, I felt like. And it is Mennonite of the Apocalypse, you're right. That was the whole reason I was like, maybe we open with Mary. But perhaps there's a scene that we can open with the Mennonites, like one of these throwaway scenes. So maybe it gives a little bit of prologue because Yoder's son, Templeton, is greedy, arrogant, and self-righteous, right? Prideful. He has taken a deal with Wade Chemical, and he
Wait.
has, I had to add an E now because you're fucking making me borderline. No, so he's been burying barrels of chemical waste on the land in exchange for some kind of money. And that could be a subject. There could be something about that is how for John to die, that's how it should occur in some way with the
His death
chemicals.
should be related to those chemicals. Like he,
Yeah.
now if he's
He
sick, he's like
inhaled
fog
some
made by it.
chemicals that like let's go there. Let's just straight up just like what is that? Return of the Night of the Living Dead. He inhaled
Yeah,
a
the two
canister.
guys did inhale the stuff, and then they went crazy, and then they had the best two scenes.
Oh, what if there's more than one funeral today?
Ooh.
What if there's four
Four funerals
zombies?
start with four zombies. That quickens the pace of the infection spreading.
I like five better with three, though, to be honest. But yes, a three-man crew would work this. So now, then that would open. Then we could possibly open with a scene of some Mennonites digging trenches and burying a case. Templeton on the edge saying, "Be careful with that." Is that what he says? Or no?
He doesn't care if they're careful or not.
Right.
He says, hurry.
He maybe even just drops them off the truck to the men working. And John, Mary's dad, says, "Careful with those things. We don't know what's inside of that." And he says, "These things are built to last for damn near eternity. These things are built to last till Jesus comes back. I don't think we got a lot to worry about." And of course, right then,
It busts open and they die.
yeah. And he runs away. When they come back, they must, but that's the end of that scene.
Yeah.
And then it is the scene as though we've jumped ahead in the future a bit. And it is the scene in the garden busting up the rocks. Is that right?
Yeah. I mean, if we're starting with Mary, yeah. Or actually,
Well,
it works really good for an opening credits to the first
yeah, I
episode.
think that's just, and then the very next scene could possibly be the kid going to school.
Yeah.
And then the other scene could be the warehouse because we still got the factory in there. Or it could go straight from them burying those and there's like, and they're dead to a zombie scene. Yeah, that's where it should go. So they died. That's three deaths, but they're zombie deaths, but we haven't seen the zombie turn. Next scene is the factory. Factory happens. There's a zombie turn. Scene after that is the trailer park. And then that trailer park takes us to the school. And then the scene after that is the field with Mary, which takes us to the funeral with the zombies chasing Mary out into the cemetery.
And then the scene after that is Vanessa.
Is Vanessa and yeah, and she meets the sheriff who seems almost racist. We don't get your kind around here much. And she's taken aback because she's a black reporter. And he says, reporters. Must be something big. What do we got? And he makes fun of seeing her pumpkin ad. But we're whatever. We're going too far.
I want to get racist with it, kind of. Is that I want him to get racist with it. What, we got a big watermelon or something?
Oh, shit.
Yeah, I want him to be like,
Oh, okay. Almost even overtly
yeah, overly
racist.
racist, like almost trying to hide it. What is watermelon? What's wrong? Watermelons are great. I
I
love
saw your pumpkin. I
watermelon.
saw your pumpkin. Hey, let's do this on the next one. We still got to figure out dialogue there.
Yeah.
So let's do this on the next one. We still haven't posted, and we haven't had any word back from our community, which so it's you and I. Our community is us. And so we should probably actually get to posting any of these and then paying attention to what anybody might say back if anybody's out there got their ears on, right? But this one's made before that. But the next time we do this, we will outline another episode, right? For Vanessa and Saber Soldier. And then we will start, I think, to perfect these scenes before we move on to the rest of the story. I think from there, then we're going to kind of repeat. So it's going to be a little bit, but we're going to have the dialogue. And we're going to say so much dialogue that we actually have to line edit from that. But then I think it's going to be just dialogue. Let's not do the. Well, it would be dialogue, but it would it, not just dialogue, but camera directions too. Camera directions and dialogue. I think that's what comes next, if you follow me. After we finish these outlines of the scenes, then we go to camera direction, dialogue, and we try to be strict with that when we have those episodes so that it's easier for me to actually make transcriptions. And then from that, we should just be able to line edit and make changes. And or ask ChatGPT to do it. I don't know. And then we'll be back at progressing the story until we can get to that zombie wedding. Zombie wedding.
A zombie wedding.
Yeah, we need a punk rock song for that actually, don't we?
Yeah, let's get let, let we'll see if I'll see if I can't get a band to do something for it
Yeah,
when we
a
start
zombie
making
wedding.
the movie.
Well, we have discussed the possibility that this could be a musical.
Yeah.
We lose some of the like the faraway crane shots, that stops with it,
Yeah.
right? But it could still possibly be done. Right. So,
The way I'm thinking of it is, if you do a good movie like this, you're probably gonna get a musical out of it anyway. A lot of movies get musicals. Little Shop of Horrors got a musical. Heather's got a musical.
Batman.
Hairspray.
Wasn't
Batman.
Hairspray
Batman does
starting
have a
out as a
musical based
musical?
on The Dark Knight and The 60s Show.
Yeah, obviously. So that's where that would just work. Yeah. But anyways, let's
Thanksgiving got a musical.
no. Really?
It, I'm pretty sure it did, yeah.
You haven't seen it?
I have not seen it, but I've
I
heard
would
of it.
imagine a musical would be far better Because one you would have to take out, edit a lot down that needed to be gone from that crap movie, just to make room for the songs, right? So you would probably actually have a better product. The less of that movie you have, oh, wait, no, the songs would suck. Okay,
Oh,
yeah, there's that. Never. Songs wouldn't have to be good. If you had good songs, darkness comes flow. Wait, how does that song go?
Slow
Down.
Morpheus, slow.
Let your guiding light come streaming
Into
into my
my life,
life. Man, we're way off timing. I was trying to get in there with the harmony for you, but I think I was leading that dance. All right, so how we signed this one off? We had a way. What would we determine?
well, all of you at home, remember, stop taking showers. We need water for AI. See y'all later.
See you later.